Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of our King, Jesus, the King of Kings. Amen. Please be seated. Our text today is this Old Testament lesson, this Isaiah chapter 55, and especially verse 12. Now, the lesson was printed in the inside of your bulletin today, since it's not the typical Old Testament lesson. And so I just draw your attention to verse 12 down, about three-quarters of the way down the page, where the prophet writes, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." This is our text. I wonder, for you, what was the last parade you saw? Were you at a parade on Canada Day, perhaps? Or what was it? There aren't that many celebrations that include a parade. And, you know, even Canada Day, I'm not even sure. Is there an Edmonton Canada Day parade? That was something that we got really used to in Drumheller. It was the one day a year that all the people in town who had fancy cars or who had something to show off drove it down Main Street or walked behind it or carried it along. But parades are just something special, aren't they? What was the last parade you saw? Today we have two parades. Now the text from Isaiah shows us one parade. Also, the gospel from Luke 23 shows us another parade. On the one hand, in Luke, we see Jesus followed by a great crowd of people. Specifically mentioned are the women who are mourning and lamenting for him. If we can hold that image right beside Isaiah's image, I think we'll have something special here. Isaiah portrays a parade of people going out in joy, being led forth in peace into a new reality. Can you picture that? The language that Isaiah uses here is just, it's peculiar, isn't it? The mountains and the hills will break forth into singing. Can you imagine? What would that actually look like? What would it look like for the trees of the field to start clapping their hands? I don't know if you like walking around like I do, but I was thinking about that this morning as I was walking through some frozen trees and thinking about them clapping their hands. I don't know if you've seen the sunrise when it actually lights the tops of the trees first, and then as the sun comes up fully, then you see the whole landscape illuminated. But what about these mountains and hills? What about these trees of the field? What is it that breaks them into singing? We have really two very different images here, don't we? Now, neither one is possible to ignore today. But with the difficult words from Jesus, with the difficult context that we see as Jesus walks towards the cross, towards his death, followed by the mourning and lamenting crowds, also Isaiah's vision illuminates this parade for what it truly is. "Don't weep for me," Jesus said. "Don't weep for me." In other words, I know exactly what I'm doing here. This is not tragedy, this is victory. And this is about the transformation of all of our tragedies into victories as a result of God's action through Jesus. We're talking about the old realities being exchanged for new ones. We're talking about our plodding, trudging, humdrum everyday parades of perhaps being stuck in traffic or waiting in lineups, being transformed and exchanged for this parade of joy and peace that Isaiah the prophet describes. Last night I was on my way home. After the banquet, I drove some of our Sudanese confirmation kids home. And actually, I didn't realize where they lived, but it was quite a journey around Edmonton. It took me about an hour and a half to drive them home. So if I'm sort of tired later on, that's why. But as I was coming home, actually, I was listening to the CBC, and this really wonderful blues man was just singing an amazing song, which I thought, okay, this is great. This is worth sharing. It's actually Bob Dylan's song. It's called Everything is Broken. You maybe know the song. I won't read the whole song, but a couple of the lines. Everything is Broken by Bob Dylan. Broken lines, broken strings. Broken threads, broken springs. Broken idols, broken heads. People sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken. You know this song? Look it up. It's a great one to listen to. Seems like every time you stop and turn around, something else just hit the ground. Broken cutters, broken saws, broken buckles, broken laws. Broken bodies, broken bones, broken voices on broken phones. Take a deep breath. Feel like you're choking? Everything is broken. Broken hearts, filling broken streets. I could read the whole song and it would all tie in. The point, folks, is that we have a broken world, isn't it? The point is that it's the same world that Isaiah's people, God's people, experienced when they were allowed to walk away from their homes in that miserable parade into exile. As they trudged through their land, which had been sacked by invading armies, as they walked past their burnt-out houses and left their beloved cities, I wonder if they felt like shouting with joy and clapping their hands. I wonder if you do today. Isaiah's words, "You shall go out with joy and be led forth in peace," must have seemed far off to some of his people who were living in a foreign land, feeling pretty much abandoned by God, and wondering if they'd ever see their homes again. Everything is broken. I wonder if you've ever resounded with that gloomy sentiment. I had to smile as I was listening to that song last night because I've been broken, but that's not how I am now. And it's the broken parts of me that are strongest. You see, we have a Lord, we have a King who repairs what is broken. He repairs the world. He takes what is broken and puts it back together. And along those seams, along those fractured breaks where he puts his own adhesive, it's actually the strongest parts of us that were broken and now are healing. Jesus is interested in your heart and how it has been broken. And he's interested in putting it back together, repairing it. I don't know when you parade, or if you ever do. I don't parade much. But now and then, you just have to take a victory lap, right? Now, I'm winding up my thoughts here, but I wanted to share that this victory, this parade, you know, nobody can force you along. Parades don't happen because you have to go parading. They don't happen because you're forced to march. That's a different thing. But when do you parade? Well, you parade when you just can't stand still. You parade when you just can't not parade. You parade when you just are somehow compelled to get up and dance. Back in August, I think it was August 6th, I don't know if you were here in the city in the Corps, there was a crazy parade that happened. I don't know if you remember that day. If you live close by, you probably heard the bass notes reverberating in the buildings of the downtown Corps. I couldn't not go and look at what was going on. It was so interesting. I mean, from our house, we could hear it just loud and clear. I thought, actually, maybe the world was ending. But it was so loud, honestly, it was so incredibly loud that I just had to walk over, and on the other side of 109th, just in front of the legislature buildings, there was probably 10 or 12 large semi-trucks that were parked there, and they were getting ready for a parade. It was Kara West, this sort of Edmonton version of Carnival. And they had the loudest sound systems I've ever heard on these trucks, and they were starting to parade. They were going to parade all the way down 107th Street and then to Jasper Avenue and along Jasper for quite a ways. If you took in that parade, you probably saw some interesting sights. And since I was also accompanied with my two sons, I had to sometimes kind of walk purposefully by some of the sights so as to not be distracted. The parade was about something else, not necessarily the resounding victory of Jesus who repairs the broken world, but it was more of a brash presentation of all things human, I suppose. Why do you parade? Why do we parade? Well, we parade because of Jesus. Jesus the King leads this procession. It's his victory. And his victory looks like this. It looks like Jesus on the cross, Jesus in the tomb, Jesus risen from the dead. Jesus' victory looks like a victory march. God's people walking forward, going out, not staying inside and locking the doors and tightening down the hatches, but going out in joy and in peace, being led forth, the mountains and the hills resounding in praise before us. This is victory, folks. And at the end of the church year, as we realize, perhaps not for the first time, that we're in a complicated, broken world with all kinds of problems, may we somehow listen for that note of victory and hear not the drums of doom, but the trombones of celebration. May we hear Jesus' own invitation to join the parade of trees clapping, of creation vibrating, and your heart and mine joining in that glorious resounding yes. Dear friends, whatever the states of your heart today, however much brokenness you carry, don't miss this chance to join in the joy parade of Jesus. It's the only party that really matters. Amen. And now may the peace which passes your understanding and mine guard our hearts as we wait for Jesus to return. Amen.